KIDE, KBPS Class of 2025. You're listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450 KBPS Portland, online at kbps.am.
Good morning. The time is currently 11 a.m. and I'm Elizabeth Rose reporting live from the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. James, a novel by Percival Everett, has been nominated for the 20th annual Dayton Literary Peace Prize, which comes with an award of $10,000. James is a dramatic retelling of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn from the perspective of Huckleberry's friend on his travels, Jim, who is an escaped slave. James has already won a number of literary awards, the National Book Award, Kirkus Prize, and the Pulitzer. Other nominees in the fiction category are Priscilla Morris's Black Butterflies, Alejandra Piana's Freedom is a Feast, Christian Hanna's The Women, Helen Benedict's The Good Deed, and Kaveh Akbar's Martyr. The Dayton Prize was established in 1995 and was named for the historical agreements that ended the war in Bosnia. The Dayton Prizes are given to authors whose work demonstrates the power of the written word to foster peace, says Coyne. Previous winners of the award include Viet Thanh Nguyen's The Sympathizer, Edwidge Danticat's Brother I'm Dying, and Ta-Nehisi Coates' We Were 8 Years in Power. There's a new cultural festival happening in Portland. MXPDX is described as, quote, a Mexico-Oregon collaboration festival debuting in Portland, Oregon on July 19th, 2025. The inaugural event is happening at the Red on Southeast Salmon. MXPDX is the first ever Mexico-Oregon Fiesta de la Cerveza, according to Coyne. On their website, MX-PDX.com, they say that the festival is built on the belief that sharing food and drink can be catalysts for lifelong friendships and better understanding. Quote, we believe in person-to-person social interactions as a way to break down barriers and share cultures, end quote. From Complex, Travis Scott has released a brand new star-studded album with his rap group, Jack Boys. The group is composed of members from Scott's record label, Cactus Jack, including Don Toliver, Sheck West, and So Fago. The record, Jack Boys 2, which released last night, is a sequel to the group's 2019 self-titled record featuring the mega hit Out West with Young Thug. The project has an impressive list of features, including Playboi Carti, Future, Glorilla, and Tyla. The rapper told his fans on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, that, quote, this album is made for all seasons, but was made for every summer that comes, unquote. The record is currently competing with Justin Bieber's new album Swag for a number one debut on the Billboard 200 chart. On this day in music history, in 1962, the Beatles played their first ever gig in Wales in the UK when they appeared at the Regent DeSante. The tickets cost 5 shillings, which is the equivalent of 70 cents. In 1912, Woody Guthrie was born. The singer was widely considered to be one of the most significant figures in American folk music. You can find out more on thisdayinmusic.com. Today, Gateway Park is hosting DJ Time with DJ George from now until 1 p.m. You can stop by Gateway to enjoy the splash pad, some family-friendly music, and even a free lunch for youth 18 and under. And tomorrow, we will be interviewing Brian Belensky here on Summer Sounds at 10 o'clock a.m., so make sure to tune in for that. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose, and we will be right back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Often when a teenager is first looking for work, the big question is, where can I find a job? Well, here's some examples of businesses that often hire teenagers. First of all, look at offices for office work of all types, from answering phones to doing some simple typing and filing. Wholesale, retail stores and services, restaurants and hotels, car washes, service stations, theaters and amusement parks, parks and yards for doing outdoor maintenance work such as brush clearing, removing litter, nursing homes and hospitals for assisting with patient care in hospitals or nursing homes, daycare centers for child care, kennels for pet grooming and pet care, farms for agricultural work such as picking or plant propagation or care of livestock, and even entertainment productions. Jobs like acting or performing in film and entertainment production, and crew work. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
We would do anything for our kids, and sometimes the easiest things are the most important things, like checking the back seat when we get out of the car. Children get left or trapped in hot cars and die of heat stroke every year. All it takes is one distraction and the unthinkable can happen, especially on a warm day. We can prevent these tragedies with one easy habit. Always stop and look for kids before you lock your car and walk away. It only takes a second and can save a child's life. Remember, stop, look, and lock. A message from ODOT.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear and we have an overnight low of 57. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 95, and that's when that heat advisory kicks in, so make sure to stay cool, stay hydrated, and stay safe. And currently, it is clear and 73 degrees in the Rose City. You are listening to KVPS Portland. I'm Liz with Rose, and up next, we have Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful.